WTIC, and it's so good to have you here. And we're trying not to fight too much with anybody, but it's okay to fight about politics. Just do it with mutual respect. Understand that we have totally different experiences we bring to the table, way different perspectives. And it's hard to understand the narratives that drive each other's political opinions until we have a chance to share those differing perspectives. So be patient with your fellow Americans. 860-522-WTIC. We'll take more calls in a few minutes, but Gail Mastrofrancesco is joining us right now. A nice Italian name and a nice new state rep in her first term out of Wilkett, right?
Yes, thank you so much for that kind introduction, Todd. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Nice to talk with you again. It's been a little while.
It has been. I was listening to your previous caller, and it had me thinking, you know, when you have a spouse that's a non-Trump support, and then you have somebody who is.
Yeah.
And coincidentally, in my family, I have a very large family. I have six brothers and sisters. We're married. They all have kids and so forth. And Christmas is my holiday. So there's about 30 of us that I have here at my home on Christmas Eve.
Wow, that's great.
And they're all Trump supporters.
Do you do the whole Vigilia thing?
Yeah. We do the whole kit and caboodle.
Oh, that's great.
And they're all Trump supporters.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty lively.
It must be fun.
And I was thinking, wow, you know, it must be difficult for some of these people.
Wait, literally all 30 are Trump supporters?
Yeah.
How great is that?
It truly is amazing. So we haven't had anybody that's a non-Trump supporter in our family.
That's awesome.
And it's pretty exciting. We all live within like 5 or 6 miles of each other. So I have one of those big Italian families.
All right. So it's a big safe zone.
It is. Anybody who wants to be safe, they're more than welcome.
We talked earlier, Gail, about tolls with a city councilman who came in studio today from Bridgeport.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Alfredo Castillo, and Alfredo is breaking with his fellow Democrats over tolls and breaking with the governor most significantly because he thinks the governor is really not paying attention to what matters and is looking to hurt people who are on the lower end of the economic income spectrum with something that's just horrible for them. And why should he go along with that? And why isn't the governor working towards creating jobs, which Alfredo has ideas about? And I thought it was an interesting moment where reality crept into the left-right divide in terms of state politics.
Yeah, and I was listening to him. He was very good, and you know the best thing that he can do is keep educating his constituents. But I don't think what the Democrats realize is when they put tolls in and they keep increasing taxes, you know the fees that we pay for the products and services, the cost is going to go up, and it's directly certainly going to affect everybody, even lower income people.
Well, especially because Democrats would normally be the first to say that's a regressive tax. We can't have that because we care about people who are struggling to get by. But what they've done to the state is made it so everybody's struggling to get by.
Well, yeah, and what I think, too, is that people don't realize. They may say, well, we're not paying a tax on it, and maybe it doesn't affect them, the tax part of it, because they don't pay a lot in taxes. But what they don't realize is they are paying it through the cost of goods and services they get on a daily basis.
Oh, you mean with the trucks proposal?
Yeah, or any type
well,
of
sure.
any tolls, any plan at all that increases spending and creates more taxes, it always goes down to the consumer.
But, of course, we've been around the horn now with tolls. The original proposal was the current proposal. And in between, it was for hundreds of gantries. And so we know what they want is the $1,000 per year per person for $1 billion. We know that's the end game. And as Ned said, let's start with truck tolls.
Well, as I said, right, let's start with them. And to be quite honest with you, you know, we don't even know what it would cost. I mean, there's no real plan out there. You know, what is it going to cost to maintain our infrastructure? What have we been spending now, and has that been effective?
In other words,
have we overspent?
They're talking about all kinds of proposals for what to do with the money, but those aren't fleshed out, and it's unclear what the thing is that they would actually do. What would the outcome of all that extra cash flow be in terms of something constructive for the state?
Well, not only the cash flow, I mean, the spending alone on the infrastructure. I mean, I don't know, do they just throw a number out there, or how do they get to that number that this is exactly what we need?
Oh, it's all made up.
Exactly.
Sure.
It is, in my opinion. Until I see something concrete in detail,
yeah.
You know, what have we spent? How much has it cost? And why are we using prevailing wages? There's so many components to it. And for all we know, what we have taken in right now is fine for our transportation
yes.
infrastructure.
Yes, that
right?
argument has not been made. Gail, hold on one sec. We'll get our traffic and weather report in. And then we'll continue with State Representative Gail Mastrofrancesco. Gail Mastrofrancesco is my favorite state representative from Woolcott. Thank you for being here, Gail.
Thank you very much, Todd.
And, all right, so you've been through this thing with, no, you haven't. You have the perfect family situation, total unanimity.
Yes, it's wonderful.
I wonder if there's some closet liberal there who's just afraid to say so.
I think we would be able to quickly identify that person.
There'd be some little something in the eyes.
No, they're all Trump supporters.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
What fun. you guys should do a reality show, I think.
Oh, my goodness. I always say, you know, that movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, that's my family.
That's great. All right, so what's going on with tolls from what you hear? Is this thing done? Do they have? I'm getting the feeling now that this is another false alarm. That they really have nothing up their sleeves. That they, you know, my understanding was. I know you're new to politics, but my understanding was you didn't actually announce that you were going to do something until you had the people in line to do it. And they seem to be following the opposite rule that you announce something. And you talk with utter confidence and misrepresent the truth by saying, we've got the votes, we're going to make it happen. Ned says we're going to do it in December. Then the legislative leadership says no, January. I'm starting to get the feeling we're back in the old pattern of they're fighting with each other. They don't have the votes. They're not going to have the votes. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think, obviously, the governor is very passionate about having tolls. Obviously, if they had the votes, they would have called it. But they have done a great job of creating this so-called crisis in the state of Connecticut.
The perception of one, you mean?
Absolutely. And you know, throwing the tolls in there, and in the end, they're going to want to borrow more money, right, to fix our infrastructure, and it basically just creates a slush fund, right? So they've done a really good job of creating a crisis that people seem to be buying into. I am not convinced that we have a crisis, because I don't know what we have been spending our money on.
Well, there's no argument being made, because they never want us to understand what they're actually spending the money on. And when you talk about slush funds, there's a lot of slushing going on of water back and forth of cash, not water, but of cash
yeah.
back and forth between the so-called transportation fund and the general fund, which seems to indicate that the whole idea of having a transportation fund is just part of the con.
Well, yes, and then you start high. You know, maybe at some point a transportation plan would be put together that doesn't include tolls. But again, it's more borrowing, right? It's more debt that we have.
More debt.
Instead of somebody coming along and say, okay, let's see what we have been doing. We need to. My philosophy is you need to shrink the size of government, right? Reduce spending, reduce waste, and find a way to pay for our infrastructure within. Obviously, we need to borrow and bond money for our roads and bridges.
I don't believe that the founders, when they wrote the Constitution, said that they were looking to build a society in which the government would always be taking more tax dollars than it needed in order to use that money to buy votes.
Correct.
And until we went bankrupt. That I don't think that was their model. I think their model was the opposite.
Right. And this year it's transportation. Next year it'll be some other crisis. That we need to deal with, that we need more revenue. It's always, everything is always a crisis. I have not heard of anything about reducing waste, reducing spending, or shrinking the size of government, which, to my opinion, is where we should start.
Because for Democrats, reducing the size of government would create a crisis.
Of course.
A real one.
That
they would not have any way to solve, because their business model requires them to have unlimited amounts of cash
right.
from taxpayers to divert to their voting blocks in order to rig elections.
Right. So the question is do we even need a plan?
You mean for infrastructure?
Yeah.
Well, there should be one in order to know what's actually going on. As you indicated before, we don't know what they do with all the money.
Right.
We don't know how much is spent on infrastructure and how much needs to be and what the gap is between those two numbers.
And what is it going to cost? So we need all that data before you even talk about a plan. You need to know that before you even put a plan together of what you're going to do going forward and how you're going to fix it. It just seems to be backwards to me.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I don't know who could dispute that.
The Democrats. They say we have a crisis. We need to borrow more money. We need to... apparently, they have it all figured out.
Well, but that's a sales pitch, is what you're pointing out to us, and I think you're correct.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that.
Well, it's...
I think
it's pretty clear.
Yeah.
All right, Gail, anything else?
That's it, but I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You too.
And hopefully we'll talk again next year.
Yeah, I want to come over for the Vigilia because I want to be in a room filled with all
Trump people.
Supporters.
I think I'm going to go out and buy 30 Trump hats for everybody for Christmas.
Wow. What a great family to be part of.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting, I have to tell you.
Gail, thank you so much for being here. Great to talk with you once again.
Thank you, Ted. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. State Representative Gail Mastrofrancesco from Wolcott and from a family that it sounds divine to party with. It would be a nightmare for so many people, though. A uniform. But you know, if you're a conservative, you or a whatever, a libertarian or somebody who believes in what the founders believed in, like me, that's my real identity, is I think the founders got it right and created a beautiful system of government to make sure that we wouldn't be in the situation we're in right now, absolutely devastated by irresponsible government.